Hello, it's the 2nd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough's mayor candidates recently voiced their reasons for running. Incumbent Lib Dem Mayor Dave Hodgson said there's a lot of existing stuff happening, but there is more to do. His Conservative Party challenger Tom Wootton declared that Bedford hasn't prospered for the last 4 or 5 years and that Bedford's best days are yet to come. Heritage Party candidate Alberto Thomas says he is running because the policies that the Lib Dems and Labour have are the same policy. They might as well be one party. I am the opposition and I will protect people's freedoms. Borough elections will take place on the 4th of May. An 8-year-old boy who was struck by a car in the Winchat Gardens area of Leighton Buzzard has led to his mother and other residents requesting additional neighbourhood safety measures. They are asking for an increase in parking and the installation of speed bumps. The boy suffered extensive bruising and is now recuperating. A man in his 40s was repeatedly stabbed close to residents associated with the University of Bedfordshire in Luton. Last Saturday, the victim was approached in what police believe to be a planned attack. The offenders were described as two men in their 20s of Asian descent. The wounded man was transported to an area hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. Police are appealing for witnesses. Luton's Kate Neal has, in the last 6 months, participated in 3 marathons raising money for brain tumour research. The 63-year-old mum completed the races in memory of Amani Leaquat, the Luton master student who raised funds for the charity until her death of a brain tumour last year. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.